It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, it's over. It is over for LeBron James and the Lakers for the 2023-24 NBA season. Another early exit for the Lakers. Now, I said it before, guys, that the tenure of LeBron James with the Lakers was underwhelming. Definitely was. Now, of course, he won that Mickey Mouse bubble title in the NBA bubble, which nobody actually respects. I mean, let's just be real about it, guys. That bubble title, man, is probably the least respected title in sports. I mean, like, half of the NBA wasn't even in that bubble. Of course, the season shut down because of the Wuhan virus. And LeBron and the Lakers, you know, when the season was actually shut down, they were severely injured. They were. But outside of that, man, boy, missing the playoffs are really first round exits. I mean, LeBron James actually slammed the NBA for the play-in tournament. But LeBron James seems to be always in the play-in tournament. He was there this year. Got into the regular playoffs and flamed out in a gentleman's sweep. Astonishing, guys, that they actually won a game considering they had lost, I believe, 11 straight to the Nuggets. Yeah, it was bad. And they lost last night. It was actually on a game winner, really. I mean, there was like 10 seconds left or something like that. But the Lakers didn't do anything. And LeBron is going home. But is he going home forever? Oh, boy. That is what we need to talk about, guys, because LeBron James. Yeah, I'm not sure if he's actually going to be back. I don't know. Maybe he will. But we got some interesting news here while I was actually researching this story here about the Lakers and the offer they want to give to LeBron James. This is a rumor. So we'll get into that. Make sure you guys like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. LeBron James refuses to answer question about Lakers' future as Bronny decision looms. Now, of course, Bronny declared for the NBA draft, but I think even he knows he's probably not going to get drafted. Because he actually entered the transfer portal. He has a better shot of actually going to another team in college than the NBA. I mean, his stat line was awful. Now, granted, he had cardiac arrest. But, man, Bronny definitely not NBA ready. And LeBron James is going to be 40 years old in December. But he said, my final season will be played by my son. And then he backtracked off of that. Especially, you know, considering the season that Bronny had. But is LeBron James done? That's what I'm curious about right here. Now, we got a couple of clips here. And LeBron James, I do believe that he knows that the end is near. Will it be this year, next year? Not really sure. But in the post game, he was asked about is this his last game with the Lakers? And then in the second clip, he starts talking about life and stuff like that. And when an older athlete actually starts talking about life and family, they may be out the door. But let's go ahead and listen to this clip here of LeBron James.
Could have been your last game with the Lakers. I'm not gonna answer that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, he said he wasn't gonna answer that, and then he waltzed out. Now there's another clip here also, and LeBron is reflecting really on his family. And I get it, man. LeBron, he's definitely involved in his kids' lives. I give him credit for that as much as I really do despise LeBron James. But he is involved in his kids' lives. Look here, it says LeBron James says he doesn't know his plans for his NBA future. He is currently focused on his family and then after that, USA basketball training camp. So yeah, because he's going to be on Team USA at the Paris Olympics. So listen in to this.
So what comes next this summer for next season?
No, I just want to get home to the family, honestly. Start looking at the schedule. Obviously, I got, my son, one of my boys is just trying to decide if he's going to, enter the draft or go back to school. I got another kid that's playing AU ball right now. My daughter's playing volleyball, and my wife is doing so many great things. So it's about family right now. And then in a couple months, I got to go to Vegas for training camp. So, I got to rest my body for USAB. But that's kind of the initial thoughts.
Well, there you have it, guys. Could USA basketball be the last time that we see LeBron James? Now, he's committed to that. But as far as NBA, is LeBron James going to retire? Big question mark right there. Very, very big question mark right there. However, man, if the Lakers have their way, rumor is, man, they're about to throw LeBron James a whole bunch of money. Yes, a 40-year-old basketball player who has really taken the Lakers nowhere the past few years. The rumor is, man, they really want to pay this man a lot of money to stay, not for 1 year, not two, but 3 years. Look at this, guys. LeBron James rumors Lakers open to 3-year, $164 million contract in NBA free agency. Now, LeBron does have a player option that will pay him just under $52 million. But here, this is over $54 million per season for 3 years. I mean, LeBron's going to be 40, so he's going to be all the way till he's 43 years old. And he doesn't have the capability to take a team far in the playoffs anymore. I mean, would you actually do this? This is crazy, man. Look at this here. Says in the wake of the Los Angeles Lakers season-ending loss to the Denver Nuggets on Monday night, LeBron James has a decision to make about his future in the NBA. Per The Athletic's on Shams Charania, Jovan Buha, and Sam Amick, the Lakers badly want LeBron James back, and they're open to discussing a 3-year, $164 million max extension he's eligible to sign this summer. Quote, "This franchise has always been buoyed by the stars and James's ability to still play at an elite level at his advanced age has only strengthened the desire to have him retire in a purple and gold jersey one day. And after 6 seasons together in which there's been no shortage of ups and downs, Jeannie Buss and James, team sources say, have a relationship that is better than ever these days." Man, that's a lot of money, man. I don't know if LeBron is actually going to retire or not. That's a lot of money right there. I wouldn't give him that kind of money considering, Lakers don't go anywhere. They're not. But guys, what do you think of this, man? Is LeBron James going to retire? We'll have to see. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. make sure to subscribe to the channel, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.